Today is Monday, May 12th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sapphire Segula Day. What is that? It's National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day, National Women's Checkup Day, National Odometer Day, National Limerick Day, and National Nutty Fudge Day. So, you know, I bet ChatGPT. I feel like if I try this live on camera, it's going to fail. But you know, let's just try it. Let's just see if ChatGPT can hear me. ChatGPT, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. So since you can hear me, I'm doing a podcast right now, and today is National Limerick Day, or the day that the podcast is going to be released is National Limerick Day. And I was wondering if you can make me a very short limerick to celebrate National Limerick Day.
Sure. Here you go. There once was a podcaster named Adam, whose jokes caused a laughter-filled tandem. On Limerick Day's show, he let rhymes freely flow, and his fans couldn't help but say, damn.
Well, there you go. I was muted. So sorry. I'm still learning how to use ChatGPT with when I'm podcasting, because if she hears any audio at all, she stops. And so I have to, as soon as I'm done asking the question, I have to immediately mute myself. I'm going to try again. Hey, ChatGPT, it's National Limerick Day, and I just want you to give me one more limerick, please.
Of course. A coder who loved to play tunes mixed tech with his podcasting boons. With each witty line, he'd effortlessly shine, bringing joy like a bright afternoon's balloons. Hope you like it.
Cool. All right. So what I need to do is figure out just how to route my voice and nothing else, but she'll probably hear something from my headphones because my headphones are super loud or whatever. But there you go. Two limericks for the price of one for all of you lovely people. Well, since we are just doing audio and talking to people today, we do have a couple more voicemails that I want to go ahead and play. So let's do that now. Here we go.
Adam, this is what it's doing.
Hey.
Talk to you tomorrow.
That sounds like a... Oh, that's the end of Daniel.
Resuming Geeky Gay episode 1645. To listen to the newest episode, ask me to play the latest episode.
Well, there you go.
Network. Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
Well, that's something, isn't it? All right. Well, Dennis, so Dennis is having problems hearing the little show, and he wanted to let us hear what it's doing. So Dennis, call back in and remind me what service that was, because I need content, of course, and I don't want to go back and listen to the other show to hear it, and I don't remember. So I'm so sorry, but I don't remember what the service was. I feel like it was iHeartRadio or something like that. So let me know, and if you let me know, I'll go and look. But I have not even signed up for iHeart, so they just pulled in my podcast, and if that's the case, I don't know what I can do about it. All right, well, we have one more voicemail. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Here is the next phone
call.
Hello,
lovey.
Hello.
Glad Patty. To have you back on the little show. That Daniel Beaver did a fine job.
Yeah.
But
yes!
Nice to hear you stumbling through it.
How dare you?
Like always. And I was listening to you talk about your trip out there to Las Vegas. And, you know, unless I missed it, I don't think you ever told us what the hell conference you were at that had the podcast and everything. What the hell was it named? What was it about? Also, the
Well, so I'll stop you there, Fatty, and I'll tell you. I think I did, but you know, I've been on multiple podcasts and I don't remember which one I said it on, but I listen to a show that's on, they do 4 days a week, and then if you are part of their Patreon, they do a fifth show a week. It's called The Morning Stream. It's with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. And Scott Johnson is famous for being a really big gaming YouTuber. He was on a show for World of Warcraft called The Instance, or that was his show. He created the show. He wasn't just on it. And he, before that, he did something called Extra Life Radio. So he's been around a long time. Brian Ibbett does this really long running cover podcast with cover songs. And he's been doing it for, I think it's like the longest running cover podcast. So they've been around for a long time. So they do, for the morning stream, they do a little get together in Vegas every year. And it's probably about the same amount of people as Pride 48. So it's kind of a conference. And then one day they had, you know, different podcasts from their network, air quotes, do their shows. And then they also had a lot of social events like mini golf. And we went to the high roller. And they then the main event is the morning stream. They do a live version of the morning stream on Wednesday night. And then they have a big concert afterwards with Same Sex Mary is the band that plays. But anyway, so yeah, so that's what it was. Let's continue the call.
The motel that you didn't like, you never told us which one it was, and was it down there?
Surely I did, Fatty. I think you need to go back. I think the plaza, however you want to say it, right across the street from the Golden Nugget, and it's right across the street from the Fremont Experience. The plaza. I wasn't thrilled with it. We'll just say that.
That street downtown?
Fremont
name
Street.
I don't remember right now.
Fremont Street.
Not Lombardi Street.
Fremont.
But it's something like that.
Fremont.
But anyway, nothing like flying to Las Vegas and sitting in your hotel room. I tell you.
Well,
anyway, glad to have you back. And keep those ducks a-coming. You know, it's not going to be easy, but who gives a quack? Okay, well, now, by the way, I didn't get your shark story yet.
I don't have
still waiting. Okay, thank you for calling. Here it is. Bye-bye now.
I wish I had one, Fatty, but I don't. I don't remember. First of all, I don't remember stories about my life. I mean, really, the only story that I remember is things like my plane crash. You know, I forget things really quickly. And so if it had happened to me, unless it's as momentous as like a plane crash or something like that, I don't remember it. But, and you know, it's happened to me before, but they're usually just little, tiny little, you know, I'll fart and it'll just be a tiny little bit. You know, and then I'll just be able to step into the restroom and, you know, check the oil, so to speak. And then usually just kind of do a little cleanup and then go about my business. I don't usually there have been a couple of times in my life where I've had it so bad where I've had to like throw away my underwear, but not very often and nothing recent. There's really nothing recent at all. I threw up in my mouth. That was my shard story. And I told that here, and I don't think it counts as a shart. So sorry about that. Yeah, Fatty. So everybody's been making fun. Of course, people are going to make fun of me. I mean, I did make a big deal out of it on my own show about sitting in the... Daniel also made fun of me. I only sat in my room for part of the day on Tuesday. And because like Monday I was in pod... So Sunday night, as soon as I landed, I went to the high roller. I mean, I checked in, did all that kind of stuff, went to the high roller. Monday, early in the morning, had breakfast, and then immediately started the pod. I was in the podcasting room. Went to lunch, went back, listened to Daily Tech News Show. And then in the evening, I did the Sphere, I want to say. I can't remember. No, that was mini golf. I keep forgetting. In the evening, I did mini golf, so I wasn't in my room. Then the next morning, I stayed in my room. And then in the afternoon, I went to the Sphere. Well, late afternoon, early evening. So I was in my room quite a bit of the day that day. And then on Wednesday, I went to that state park early in the morning. I went to that state park, and then when I got back, I rested for a little bit, and then there was the live TMS and the concert. So I wasn't in my room for that. But the time that I was in my room was very relaxing. I really need time to wind down and decompress and whatever you want to call it, and just read a book, watch NCIS. I had a lot of NCIS to catch up with because Mark and I generally watch TV together. And he doesn't like NCIS. He's not a big fan of all the procedurals that I like. He gets bored. And I like them. Oh my God, a procedural. Just give me a procedural. It's like candy, popcorn, whatever. I just can't stop. And so that gave me some time to catch up with that. And then in between, I won a little bit of money in blackjack. I listened to a few podcasts, went to the Sphere, saw some deer or antelope or whatever the hell they were. Anyway, thanks for the call, Fatty. I always appreciate it. So we had a weekend. Not much happened. I had a haircut, so we spent most of the day driving. We did use the time to do some more planning on our trips. We always do that when we're on long drives. And the haircut was, I like it. I think it looks good. But other than that, there was nothing. Came home, made a pie for Mother's Day, and then got up, and there was some drama today because my mother, we had planned to have lunch, and so I baked a pie, and then I had already ordered Chinese to not be delivered, to be picked up, but I'm out of time, so I'll have to finish this tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.